The focus of the women's health benefits so far has been on contraceptives and how some Catholic groups prefer not to pay for birth control, but the law has seven other provisions which now must be covered by nearly all health insurance plans. One of them is breastfeeding supplies and counseling. That means breast pumps will be free. Barbara Orcutt is a nurse and longtime breastfeeding counselor at Seattle's Birth and Beyond. She says the scientific evidence supports breastfeeding as preventive medicine.
It lowers lifelong risk of things like diabetes and Crohn's disease, so that it really is almost seen as medication.
Breastfeeding can also reduce the mother's cancer risk. The latest recommendations urge women to breastfeed exclusively for the first 6 months and keep breastfeeding until the child is 1 year. For mothers who return to work, that's really hard. Orcutt says she's had some clients say, I can't afford a breast pump.
I have to work. We have to have income. And if I add childcare and a breast pump, I just don't think I can swing it.
A pump costs about $80 a month to rent. The health law also requires coverage for domestic violence counseling and several screening tests. It applies when your insurance plan renews. Local insurance companies say the price of a typical health plan will go up by about $4 or $5 a month. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.